Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. An excessive heat warning is currently in effect until late this evening. Sunshine today with a high nearing 103. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 77. Some scattered showers are possible throughout Friday, otherwise sunny with a high of 99, then more showers possible into Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 70. Showers continue into Saturday as well, mixing with sunshine with our high nearing 86. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 77 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The attorney for the Marion County Record in Marion, Kansas, Bernie Rhodes, is officially speaking out, saying that he's going after the law enforcement of the area, along with working with a forensics expert to see if all of the equipment that was seized, that included 6 computers, 3 cell phones, and 2 hard drives, were accessed by law enforcement after being taken.
Apology would be a good first step, but it's going to take a lot more than that. If proper procedures are followed, this is vetted by somebody who knows what they're doing, and then finally by a judge who knows what he or she is doing. I don't know where the breakdown occurred here. My hope is that's one of the things the KBI is going to look into. Be able to tell whether or not what we've been told, which is that nothing has been accessed, is true. The Constitution is starting to work here, but it's a day late and a dollar short. That's why we're pressing forward.
Mid-America Network News.
We have Clay here from Best Body Shop. Clay, tell us what makes your shop different from the rest.
You know, that's a great question. One of the things that differentiates Best Body Shop from the other collision repair facilities is that we're not influenced by anything but repairing the car based on the manufacturer's guidelines. And so our sole focus is to make sure that your car is safe and properly repaired. So you can reach us at 316-445-9850. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, and on Saturday, 9 to noon.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Rapper and entertainer A$AP Rocky has announced that they may be looking at potentially traveling to Kansas City with an upcoming tour across the nation. KWCH News reports that according to the report, the two-time Grammy-nominated artist wants to not only travel to the Kansas City area for a concert, but also make Kansas City the next stop to film the latest music video. According to the agency with the rapper, they say the team had started a local concept of a design and production company known as Nomada, or they are looking to partner with local artists, models, and creators in the Kansas City area during the filming of the music video. In other news, the Bureau of Land Management held a 2-day wild horse and burro adoption event in the southeast part of Kansas over the weekend. SKAC News reports that the event featured more than 90 animals up for adoption that went between $125 to up to $1,000, where you can adopt the animal for 1 year. As according to the organization, it helps with their financial goals for the year, with the project going on since 1973 and adopting more than 280,000 animals.
Michelin tires on sale at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Get up to $110 total savings via reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission with your purchase of 4 new select Michelin passenger or light truck tires. $70 tire rebate on all Michelin tire lines, plus $40 bonus rebate on Michelin Cross Climate 2 tires only. Valid through September 12th. Now at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. College football is right around the corner across the Mid-America region as the state of Nebraska is getting ready for the Nebraska Huskers to start off the season as well, with the final and number 18 practice going on over the weekend as the team went full pads, having their final scrimmage of the preseason as well, and looking at what their starting lineup may be with head coach Matt Rhule giving the breakdown for many of the players.
You know, I think for us, I think we feel like Gabe is clearly the number one guy. From the day I got here, I was like, wow, that's what they're supposed to look like. You know what I mean? Like, he's big, he's powerful. You know, I know he started as a freshman. I know he had that injury. I can't imagine any better than that kid. So I've been impressed with him since the day we got here. And then Anthony is, as you know, when the ball's in his hands, Anthony's elite running the football. Anthony just, you know, he's put the ball on the ground too much. He's fumbled the ball too much.
That audio from KSNB at local channel 4. The Huskers kick off their first game of the season on Thursday next week against Minnesota with kickoff at 7 p.m. at American Network News.
Looking for a career to fulfill your personal and professional goals? Serving part-time in the Kansas Army National Guard may be your perfect fit. We live here, we work here, we serve here. The Guard will pay you to train in skills you need to excel in critical job roles. With over 130 career paths available, you're sure to find the right job for you. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community in emergencies. Learn more at nationalguard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Riley County authorities reaching out for information regarding a missing teenage boy from Riley. A native Guatemalan 16-year-old Miguel does not speak English and was last seen Wednesday morning around 7:20 a.m. wearing a light yellow polo shirt, blue jeans, and red shoes with a royal blue backpack. Anyone with information is asked to contact Riley County authorities or Riley County Crime Stoppers at 785-539-7777. A house fire was reported in Summerfield Sunday, August 13th. The fire was contained to the kitchen area of a house belonging to Levi Snell. A neighbor reported seeing smoke from the eaves at 6:19 p.m. No one was home at the time. Summerfield and Beatty Fire Departments were on the scene for some 3 hours. Investigation indicated that it was electrical in nature and lightning may have been a contributing factor. Registration is due Friday. A soil health workshop will be held Thursday, August 31st in Axtell. Learn the benefits of soil health on your farm. The day will include a tour of Bill Bussing and Dale Strickler's farm and talks on cover crop basics, the science behind cover crops and soil health, and regenerative agriculture. Registration at St. Michael's Parish Hall in Axtell at 9 a.m. Tour begins at 9:30, Thursday, August 31st. For information and RSVP by August 25th, contact Glacial Hills RCD at 785-340-2524 or go online to glacialhillsrcd.com. Marshall County Arts Cooperative continues feature of an exhibit by Eleanor Carlson of Blue Rapids throughout the month of August. The exhibit at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Arts in Marysville is open Thursday evenings 4 until 6, Sundays noon to 3, Tuesdays from 4 until 6. Beatrice Main Street will feature walking tours of the downtown district, sharing history, current redevelopment, and future prospects. Friday evenings, August 25th and September 1st, meeting at 6 p.m. at the City Auditorium in Beatrice. Wear comfortable walking shoes. The tour bends about an hour and a half and concludes with a stop inside the Kensington, which was recently deeded to the city after the assisted living operation closed. Requests for proposals as to renovation and future use of the building are being considered by the City of Beatrice. Oneida Truck and Tractor Pull Friday evening, August 25th, begins at 7 p.m. at the ballpark. 9 classes from the NK Pullers. As high school students return to class, several area schools partner with Highland Community College to earn college credits and or certifications. Kara Baker with HCC was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend.
Exciting part about our technical programs is that they are part of Excel in Career and Technical Education funding, so they are free for our high school students during their junior and senior year. So that has made them real popular with the high schools that we work with. We work with Valley Heights, Marysville, Frankfort, Axtell, Centralia, Nemaha Central, Sabetha, Onega. We occasionally get some students just across the border in Nebraska from Pawnee, but those high school juniors and seniors aren't eligible for that tuition-free funding, so they're usually paying students. But we do not have an out-of-state tuition cost, so for them, it's still a very affordable option.
The effort is designed to connect young people with local jobs.
I would say about 50% of our students take a program that they already know they're interested in and already have an opportunity for employment in, whether that be returning to the family farm with that knowledge or working in some sort of family type operation. And I would say about 50% then look for outside employment. So we're fortunate to have a lot of business partners in our area since we did focus on kind of high demand careers for this part of the state. So people are able to go right to work when they graduate as well. So kind of gives them both options. About 80% of our enrollment is students that are still in high school working towards one of those technical certificates.
Changes in education and expectations have shifted, according to Kira Baker with Highland Community College. Rodney L. Rod Eaton, age 59, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday at 1 at the United Methodist Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Rod Eaton. Paul A. Poubert Davis, age 60, formerly of Marysville, passed away August 16th. Funeral Mass Friday, 10:30, Rosary at 10 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville, burial in the church cemetery. Celebration of life is planned Friday, 5 until 7, at the Marysville American Legion, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Paul Poubert Davis. Alyssa W. Davis, age 37, of Hanover, passed away unexpectedly August 17th. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, at the Zion Lutheran Church in Hanover. Visitation Friday with family, 5 until 7 p.m. at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Alyssa Davis. Doris Butler Peters, age 90, of South Hill, Virginia, passed away August 17th. A graveside service is planned August 30th, 10:30 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Doris Butler Peters. Sandra Hill Kramer, age 85, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service August 31st, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Sandra Kramer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, goulash, French bread, mixed salad, and fiesta fruit pudding. Tomorrow, chicken salad sandwich, vegetable soup, strawberries, and a cookie. KNDY News Time 7:17.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. An excessive heat warning is currently in effect until late this evening. Still staying sunny and hot today with our highs in the lower 100s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 70s. Temperatures start to cool down as we head into Friday. A slight chance for some scattered showers, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 90s and lower 100s. Then more showers may pick up throughout Friday night, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms are possible into Saturday, otherwise sunshine with our highs in the lower 80s and mid-90s. Northeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Saturday night, mostly cloudy skies with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Then rain may continue early Sunday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Clear skies over Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Sunshine throughout Monday with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late August 88, record high on this date 110. The average low 65 and the record low 46. Sunset this evening 8:11. Sunrise in the morning at 6:49. 7:07 this morning, 77 with sunshine. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 24th of August. KNDY News Time 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All new for 2024 and just arrived at the Nordis Motor Company is a Chevy Equinox RS, priced at $34,500, brand new. They have a new 2023 Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive pickup, a Chevy Silverado 1500 model Trail Boss, and a Chevy Silverado 1500 model LTZ with the Duramax diesel at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Judge Aaron saves the slumping Yankees and the latest bad news in Anaheim. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Carrying the weight of a 9-game losing streak, Yankees captain Aaron Judge took matters into his own hands last night against the Nationals with a career-best performance.
Here's the 3-2. Swung on, head in the air to right field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. His third home run of the game.
The call on WFAN, he'd drive in six. The Pinstripers finally win one, 9-1 the final. After losing their fourth straight last night at the hands of the Reds, things got worse for the Angels. Shohei Ohtani won't pitch for the rest of the season after tearing the ulnar collateral ligament in his throwing elbow. Halos manager Perry Minajian.
Obviously, Shohei left the game today. We did imaging in between games. He does have a tear, and he won't pitch the rest of the year.
Battle of the Birds in the AL East. Blue Jays, Orioles. Anthony Santander would hit two a long way.
Richards with a 1-1. Santander has sent another one out. This one is long gone.
Call on WBAL. That second homer, his 23rd of the year, owes blank the Blue Jays 7-0. Braves hosting the Mets. Marcell Ozuna has dominated the series.
1-2 pitch. And he hits a deep drive to left field. Ozuna back to the wall. He has done it again.
680 AM, the Fan with the call. Ozuna's third straight game with a homer. Charlie Morton fanned 11. The Braves also blanked the Mets. Also 7-0. Elsewhere, the Giants topped the Phillies, while the Rays beat the Rockies. MLS, Lionel, Leo, Messi, and Inter Miami on the cusp of another trophy, beating Cincinnati last night on penalties to reach the U.S. Open Cup Final. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Now through September 5th, when you purchase a new 2023 Ram 1500 Bighorn at Twin Rivers in Beatrice, finance with 2.9% APR for 72 months, or get up to $8,980 in total savings on a V8. Go online through twinriv.com to schedule a test drive or stop by Twin Rivers in Beatrice. If you're looking for a hometown, low-pressure, high-volume dealer, see Twin Rivers, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Thursday, August the 24th. Before we get rolling on this Thursday, let's review yesterday. Here's how your Wednesday finished. Corn for September, $4.76 1/4. Final price up 9 3/4. December corn, $4.90 1/2. Final price up 11. Looking at Kansas City wheat for September, $7.55, up 15. December Kansas City wheat finished up 16 at $7.63 3/4. Oats for September, $4.44 1/2, up 3 1/4. Final price. Oats for December, final price, $4.70 1/2, up 5 1/4. Soybeans for September, $13.59 1/2, final price, up 8. November soybeans, up 14 1/2 at $13.60 1/2. Looking at cotton for October, $86.21, up $1.22. December cotton, $85.82, up $1.46. Live cattle for August, $178.05, final price, up a dime. High was $178.42 1/2, low $177.52 1/2. Live cattle for October, $178.67 1/2, up a nickel. High, $179.70, low, $178.07 1/2. Feeder cattle for August, $245, 2.5 cents, down 47.5 cents. High, $246, 27.5 cents. Low, $244.90. Feeder cattle for September, $248, 57.5 cents, down 42.5 cents. And that's your market information. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Bailey Farmer. Kansas State University's entomology department has been working on computer algorithms that can count the number of insects on a plant in a crop field. K-State Research and Extension Research Fellow Gabrielle Cameron from Tennessee State University discusses what results she has found from her research in the fellowship program. Cameron spent a lot of her summer using machine learning to collect data, and she describes what it is.
Machine learning is basically the process of teaching a computer how to make predictions based on the data that you feed it. So it's just showing things to a computer in a way that it can understand and learn it from that way to like implement that into like a learning algorithm.
Cameron talks about how using computer algorithms and machine learning may benefit producers.
Yes. So what we're thinking is that when it comes to large-scale fields that can take a whole lot of time and labor to go through, scout those fields and go through acres of fields trying to identify certain pests such as aphids or identify lady beetles. But however, if you can deploy those same sensors and deep learning tools in drone usage, you can might cover more area in less time, so it may actually work better in a sense for efficiency and time. So for producers, this just means that they would better have something to aid their work in their fields, and which will, like we said, cover most of their fields without them having to do it in less time. It also is a really, really great aid because when you think about things like pest identification and pest management, it usually takes like a lot of trainings and exposure to how to do that well. And if we're trying to knock down the uses of insecticides and promote conservation within their fields, this would be like a great avenue.
She reviews her favorite part about working with the fellowship this summer.
My favorite part of working on this has to be just getting to work with Dr. Yvonne and Dr. Bryant on actually deploying like this system and seeing how it works and just seeing how well everything flows together. Because I mean, like before coming to this, like I said, I probably have never done any work around insects, but actually just seeing how well, like seeing the background of what they're doing and actually seeing it implemented in real time, like before my eyes, and getting to be a part of that experience and such something that can be really big in agriculture is like my favorite part. I loved how well the lab ran. It was really fun. They enjoyed my excitement.
That was K-State Research and Extension Research Fellow Gabrielle Cameron from Tennessee State University with a potential computer algorithm that could impact the agriculture community. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Due to the heat, no sale this Thursday at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Again, due to the heat, no livestock sale Thursday at Marysville.
Could Coca-Cola be a secret weapon for a healthier garden? We will share some surprising uses for soft drinks today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, August 24th, the 236th day of the year. Baseball's Iron Man, Cal Ripken Jr., has a birthday, and a patent for the waffle iron was issued on this day in 1869. Clever gardeners know that household items of all kinds have surprising uses in the garden. Take soda pop, for example, and cola in particular. A shallow bowl filled with cola will attract slugs. The acid will be their undoing. You might try pouring a bit of cola into the soil around acid-loving plants like foxglove and azaleas. It helps reduce the soil pH. Farmers in India have been known to spray the beverage on crops instead of pesticides. And cola is good for your compost pile, too. The sugars attract microorganisms that jumpstart the breakdown process. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
7:30 from KNDY and 77 with sunshine this hour. Triple-digit highs yet again today and perhaps tomorrow. Bit of a break. Temperatures taper off some this weekend.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. High school football across the state of Kansas is roughly just a week away from kicking off week number one, as many of the athletes have been on the field and practicing. But with the extreme heat across the state, the Kansas State High School Activities Association says they have laid out recommendations for practices outdoors to make sure the students stay healthy and cool.
It goes off the wet bulb. And so we have readings that we'll go out and do at 2:30. Then we'll send that out, and it has restrictions by zones. So the higher the zone, the less they get to do, and the more they have to do water. So we always do that. Plus, we have immersion tanks for every school.
That was Chris Asmussen, the athletic director for USD 259 on KWCH News. Many of the teams across the state of Kansas have started their practices without any gear because of the extreme heat, slowly working their way up to having full pads and full practices. Week number one of high school football in the state starts on Friday, September 1st. Mid-America Network Sports.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say Rusty Egg Ford. Hey, you can't do better than that.
We're delivering deals during our Labor Day sales event at Rusty Egg Ford. We have hundreds of vehicles available that need to go so we can make room for new inventory on its way. So we're doing discounts up to $10,000 off MSRP.
Rusty Egg Ford. Yeah, you can't do better than that.
Yeah, we know you like saving money. How about some cheap financing? For a limited time, you can finance as low as 0% APR or get big discounts up to $10,000 off MSRP.
Rusty Egg Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees. F-150 MSRP, $63,325, $7,250 discount, $2,750 rebates. Must trade 95 or newer auto. Residency restrictions apply. 0% APR and select new Fords up to 36 months upon credit approval. Payment $2,778 for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined. Plus finance with Ford credit. Expires 9/4/23.
With college football officially getting underway across the nation, the Hutchinson Community College of Blue Dragons said that they have a chip on their shoulder going into this year's season after coming up short in the national championship game last year after making it to the championship three seasons in a row. And this year they say they're not going to fall.
Yeah, I mean, the goal is not going to change, and that's every year.
If it's not perfect, we're going to restart. If the energy's not good, we're going to restart. And it's just a higher expectation all around.
We moved 34 guys on to Division I programs and over 45 to other four-year programs.
To be perfect, you go all the way there and it's just for nothing, you know. We definitely have a chip on our shoulder, and it means a little something extra this year.
Honestly, we just feel like
we have to win it this year. You know, we came up short because of ourselves. Like.
That audio from KWCH News as the Blue Dragons start off the regular season with game number one coming up this Saturday against Navarro College in Corsicana, Texas, followed by their first home game on Saturday, September 2nd against Ellsworth Community College. Good American Network Sports.
Marshall County Sports and Rec has a jam-packed fall lineup for you. Register now for co-ed junior soccer, grades pre-K and kindergarten, co-ed soccer, 1st through 12th, co-ed flag football, 1st through 6th, girls volleyball, 3rd through 6th, and adults co-ed volleyball. Go to Marshall County Sports and Rec's Facebook page for details. Deadline is Friday, August 25th. Drop payment and registration off at 708 Broadway in downtown Marysville.
KNDY.
I've chased after money in my life, just to spend it all on things that money buys. Still a hole kept getting deeper down inside. Seemed the more I had, the less I was satisfied. When I was busted down to nothing, I was richer than I'd ever been before. I learned that your love is my treasure. That's all that matters anymore. I've seen my children grow away from me, knowing I was not the best dad that I could be. Oh, but they were only mine to be set free.